We're back. And we may be walking zombies, but we're here again to lure you in with our witty charm and dulcet tones. It's the Friday show, but rumored to be newly named the Todd and Steph Hour.
Yeah, because the real co-host of this show doesn't want to do it anymore, I think.
I'm here once again with my ever so awesome pinch hitter, Todd Ortloff. We brought you this same hour last Friday together as we were in full home show swing, and the setup was going on, and Stan had to direct the flow of things up there at the high school. But this week, we're missing our friend Stan due to a bug. I think he's got a bug.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Stanny, if you're listening right now, go back to sleep and get rid of the bug because we don't want it. He works pretty hard at the Home and Lifestyle show, so it's a miracle that he doesn't get sick like this every year, I think, especially with all those people up there, right, running around with all the squillion germs. And I'm sure I saw people with masks on up there. They were so desperate to come to the show, they put their masks on and came up. So I did see it. Record crowds, Todd. It was tons of fun. We heard from a lot of people that just had an absolutely fabulous time. So thank you if you did stop in and see us up there. I think it was a huge success, a lot of work, so we're dragging. All that said, you get this dynamic duo again, the Todd and Steph show. I'm Stephanie Ray, and you all know Todd. So thanks, Todd.
You bet.
The Friday show is sponsored by Cocopelli Grill in downtown Port Angeles. Thank you to them for keeping us on the air all these years. We hope to get a hold of Chef Michael in a little bit. I don't think he's on the road this weekend like he was last weekend. We'll ask him what's happening at the grill. And I'm going to go ahead and finish this up since we're talking about Cocopelli's before we go into the weekend events, which there are a ton of. As far as Cocopelli's goes, the Radio Pacific family has a request of our listeners. And oftentimes here at the station, our clients become like extensions of our own family. You can probably tell when you hear us talking to Chef Michael that we're buddies, and we absolutely adore them. So Coyote Barbecue Pub owners and Cocopelli Grill owners Candy and Michael McQuay are longtime advertisers and just a big part of the community. They work with us on tons of stuff, and they're part of our annual holiday staff parties, just tons and tons of things. So we mentioned it last week, but if you weren't tuned in, the Coyote and Cocopelli crew recently lost one of their own, so our hearts go out to them. Their manager, Jeff Pearson, passed away unexpectedly from complications of the flu. So this sudden loss has just devastated the restaurant, and everybody is just kind of barely hopping along down there trying to, you know, focus and keep things going. So we, our condolences are with them. And Candy McQuay has made a request. She wants our listeners, if you have fond memories of Jeff Pearson or photos of Jeff or with you and Jeff, they're making photo books and photo collages for Jeff's mother and father. And these memories and fun stories would mean a ton to them. So if you have those stories with Jeff Pearson, please get them to Candy. You can drop them off down at Cocopelli's. Just put them in an envelope with her name on them. Or she says you can email her and she's happy to print them out. Her email is Candy McQuay. That's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, McQuay, M-C-Q-U-A-Y, at gmail.com. They will be hosting a celebration of life for Jeff on Sunday, March 31st at 2 p.m. at Cocopelli's. So if you don't get them to them ahead of time, please take them down there. Pop in. It'll be in the Waterview Lounge. It'll be going until it's done. They have no set time. They figure there'll be tons of people stopping by. So it's a sudden loss of a great guy. So again, our hearts go out to them. And so get your memories in of him. I found a picture. We have it posted on our Facebook page. And he and Michael came to our Christmas party in December. And I've got a picture of him and I and Mike. And so we posted that on our Facebook comments. But anyway, we will talk more to Michael a little bit later. And now I'm on my own over here, aren't I?
Sort of. You've got all the stuff.
I'm going to go. Yes, I do. I have piles of stuff over here. I'm going to go into the weekend events. This will probably take about 27 minutes because there's so much going on. And I selfishly always start with what I'm doing first. And this year, there is a big ballet coming to town this weekend. You might have seen the banners and whatnot. Swan Lake, my daughter's ballet company, the ballet workshop, is putting on Swan Lake this weekend. So the owner and teacher, Kate Robbins, runs Ballet Workshop, of course. She's got about 80 dancers that are going to be in Swan Lake this weekend. It's two shows. It's Saturday and Sunday. And I'll just have you know, I've had my daughter at rehearsals until 9 o'clock all week. We had regular ballet class on Tuesday. It's her last of the term. We skipped it.
Yeah, because
there's
knew
just
what,
no
yeah.
point right. for her. She's too tired and too cranky. Last night she fell, Todd. She fell on the stage on the concrete. She tripped on the curtain on the curtain string, whatever pulley rope. So she's hobbling today. But anyway, this
that's kind of like a scene from Black Swan.
I know. I was thinking that same thing. And the swans were out on the stage practicing when that happened.
Oh, my.
Anyway, this is really a cool thing because 12-year-old Farron Tate is dancing two roles this weekend. She's this little tiny, beautiful ballerina. She's a white swan and also a Hungarian duchess. So she has big, big parts.
Cool.
She's only 12, so I thought that was really cool. If you want to go, you can get tickets. They're $10 for those 14 and younger. 18 are the budget tickets, 28 for general admission, and 38 are right down in front. So both days, and performance is tomorrow on Saturday at 7, and the performance on Sunday is at 2 p.m. So you can get tickets at the what's the bookstore? Port Book and News.
Port Book and
or
News,
you can go on Brown Paper tickets and look up Swan Lake or the Ballet Workshop, and you'll find them there too.
And I bet they'll have some at the door.
Yes, they will. Mm-hmm. They absolutely will. But what else? We have tons of stuff, like I said. We've got a writing workshop on Sunday in Port Angeles. San Francisco writer Heather June Gibbons is teaching a workshop and giving a free reading from 1 to 4 Sunday at the Port Angeles Fine Arts Center. So the first thing that will happen is the workshop, and it's open to new and experienced writers. It's titled Writing Raw, and it is offering a safe space to explore creative expression, even take some risks and break new ground. So if writing is your thing, this would be really fun to go to. Cost for the workshop is $75, and you can sign up at www.pafac.org. 5 p.m. that same day, she's going to give a free poetry reading at the Fine Arts Center. So she'll offer selections from her award-winning book. So that'll be... I love when big people come to town, whether they're performers or artists or authors. I think it's kind of cool they come to Port Angeles.
Some of them sneak right in and we don't even know.
And we're small. Yeah. Speaking of books, there's a Battle of the Books that is happening tonight. Fourth grade students from all around Clallam County are competing in Battle of the Books at 6:30. It's at the Port Angeles Library. So if you have kiddos and you want to take them to this, the event will determine the winners of a year-long competition. It features teams from Crescent, Dry Creek, Forks, Franklin, Gray Wolf, Hamilton, Helen Haller, Jefferson, Roosevelt, Queen of Angels, Olympic Peninsula Academy, and the Quileute, all of them. So if you want to take the kids and see something fun, you can go to the library at 6:30. Oh, we have got a fundraising spaghetti dinner from 4 to 7:30 tomorrow. The meal will be served at the Port Angeles Senior Center. We love the Port Angeles Senior Center. There are $18 in advance or $20 at the door, and the proceeds benefit the Peninsula Home Fund Program, a great program. So if you are hungry for spaghetti, I wonder if Scooter's listening. He always talks about spaghetti, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Then here's another fundraising, the fundraising mingle going on. The public is invited to hang out with Pennies for Quarters, one of our favorite nonprofits, 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Even better, the event is going to be at Harbinger Winery.
Yes, they do this every year.
It's caught my attention.
It's a great event.
Yeah, so they'll have light appetizers from our very own Cocopelli Grill and Toga Soup Kitchen. They will have beverages available for purchase, of course, you're at a winery. And Pennies for Quarter staffers will be on hand with preliminary drawings for their new site, which we've talked about a ton, that they have purchased right out there off of Devaney Lane.
Devaney Lane, and it's right off Airport Road.
Yes, that's so cool. Yep. So congratulations, Matt and the gang. The event will also include a silent auction with items donated by local businesses. If you want more information, contact Debbie Swanson at debbie@penniesforquarters.org.
They also have live music. Bread and Gravy is going to be playing,
Cool. I love them.
Their full band's going to be there, so that'll be fun.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And they do it every year. That's cool. Okay, and here's one. We talked about this once before, and I love the Fairview Grange, so I'm going to talk about it again because I screwed this up last time, but they got a ton of people that came to this. The Fairview Grange is hosting a spaghetti dinner 5 o'clock this next Tuesday. The fundraising dinner will be in the Grange Hall right there off of Lake Farm Road, and the meal will be followed by a Chinese dessert auction. Aren't you the one that told me about this?
That it's, I don't know if I talked to you about that.
Stan and I were saying, what kind of Chinese desserts will they have on auction? But yeah, it's right, not right. what it is.
Well, because you did that, they had like their biggest
I know.
Event ever.
That's what right. I'm saying. We got a note from them saying they had a ton of people. They're doing it again. So go and say you heard about it.
So it's not a Vietnamese dessert auction. This is a Chinese dessert auction. Just remember that.
Okay.
Geographically, that's what it is.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. We were struggling with that. So admission to this dinner at the Grange is $10. Children younger than 12 are admitted free, and all proceeds will help them fund a new septic system. That's super important, and I know that they're very, very, very expensive. So it's going for a good cause. If you want more information on this dinner at Fairview Grange next Tuesday, call 461-9008. And, everything is about food. We've got some stuff going on in Sequim I want to tell you about. We can't just pay attention to Port Angeles. There is the Sequim Prairie Grange is having a pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7:30 to 12:30. That's a lot of pancakes. 7:30 to 12:30?
Yeah. Well.
That's a lot. The meal will be served at the Grange Hall at 290 McClay Road. Sequim Prairie Grange, otherwise known as
McClay Hall.
Thank you. The menu includes pancakes, all you can eat, eggs, slice of ham, applesauce, and coffee. Breakfast is $5 or $3 for children younger than 10. Proceeds will benefit the Grange's roof fund, another Grange that needs a repair.
So you've got a Grange that needs a septic system and one that needs a roof.
So I wanted to make sure we paid attention to both the Granges in Port Angeles and Sequim.
Joyce is going to be checking in. They need walls. That's probably what's going to be.
Joyce Grange, whatever you're called, call us and let us know what your fundraiser is. Okay, and here is another Sequim fundraiser. The Sequim Grad Party, in conjunction with Price Ford, which we love, will host a fundraiser from 10 to 4. It's the drive one for your school. These are fun. No pressure to buy cars. You just show up and you test drive a car. And basically, Price Ford pledges $20 for each person who stops by and answers a survey and test drives one of the 12 cars they'll have there. They have really cool, fast Mustangs.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just throw that out there. It's going to be at the Sequim High School at 601 North Sequim Avenue. And of course, you have to be 18 years or older, have a valid driver's license, no car seats, no kids on these trips. Just come up and do it for the good of the
senior
grad party.
The
senior grad party. And then before I read about this one other thing, I wanted to say this is going on, a tree planting. This is also in Sequim. The Jamestown Sklallam Tribe and North Olympic Salmon Coalition are seeking volunteers to help plant native trees along the Dungeness River. Won't that be nice? 10 to 1 Saturday. The tree planting party was postponed because of the snow. Reforestation of the food plain will improve the habitat for fish and other wildlife, they say. So this is super, super great idea if you want to volunteer for something good this weekend. Tools and gloves are available. If you want more information about this, call 360-504-5611. And speaking of the North Olympic Salmon Coalition, they received this year's outstanding the field award from the North Olympic Land Trust for being fantastic. So I just want to say that's very cool.
That's cool.
And congratulations. And most important thing of all going on tonight is this little band, this little well-known band. It's the house band. We like to call it the house band. Black Diamond Junction, Todd Ortloff, Amanda Bacon. And that's all we ever say here. So
there's no, the rest of them don't matter.
Don't
right?
Because it's no, you guys no, here. They do.
Rudy Maxian, Harry Vidacha, and Bob Allen.
Oh, but you can't expect little old me
know,
to remember
I
those
know,
names. I love all of them. And when I see them, I send my love. But when we talk about it, it's always you and Amanda. So you guys are playing tonight at
9? 9 at the casino. And just letting folks know because the
paper
the
was wrong.
Literature that's out is wrong, including what went out to the club members and all of that stuff.
Absolutely. So it's been a change. It's not who is being listed
anywhere. They had
down
there as Turner Brothers. Yes. They are unable to play, so it's going to be us tonight. And they just didn't have time to get all of those corrections out.
9 p.m. in the Seven Seaters in Club 7.
And what we play? Classic hits.
Classic hits. Oh,
you didn't
and you got a couple new ones. I'm
and
excited.
We got some newer stuff, too.
I'm excited about that.
I got a few things I want to hit you with. I'm not sure if you've got if you hit these or not. Oh, you got that one. Okay. You got to do that one?
Yes, but this is exciting. I kind of wanted to go to this. The shelter demonstration.
Right.
The emergency shelter. You want to see how it's going to operate during a disaster? The Joyce Bible Church on is it Saturday? The 23rd is Saturday. Okay. So on Saturday, 1 to 3, this is super, super good, good, good information. You want to go out there and see what's going to actually go down during a disaster. You want to head out to Joyce Bible Church.
And they'll show you how to do cooking, and they actually have a way you can live comfortably on like 2,000 calories and how you can do that and how you shop for that and store it, all of that stuff. It's great. Did you talk about the rummage sale, big rummage sale?
I did not.
Okay, yeah. While you're out and about, 8:30 to 3 at the fairgrounds, Port Angeles Lions Club having their annual rummage sale, which is the big one. I got all sorts of stuff going on, and they're going to take over the Home Arts building out there. This is their big fundraiser for the year. Coming up, we already did that. You did the other one. Okay.
You sound like Scooter now.
We got that, and we got the other thing, too. Okay, good. I just want to make sure we got the other couple things.
You were busy while I was reading my list of events, correcting things over here. So.
Right. Okay. Shall we take a break?
Yes, we shall. Right.
We'll be back with more on the Friday show.
Since 1921, the historic Port Angeles Masonic Temple has stood on South Lincoln Street. The Lodge continues to offer more programs and events for the community. This Saturday night is the second annual Masonic Wine Fest, Taste and Toast. Come enjoy wines from local wineries, plus cheese, chocolates, music, and friends. Get tickets now at pamasonic.org. That's pamasonic.org. Or buy at the door. The Masonic Wine Fest, this Saturday at the Port Angeles Masonic Temple.
Spring is here and it's time to start those outside projects. Alaska Landscaping and Tree Service is a local family-owned business providing landscape design and construction, year-round property maintenance, trail building, tree removal, pruning, storm cleanup, and tree assessments to the Port Angeles Squim areas. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Salaska, S-L-A-C-Z-K-A, Landscaping and Tree Service, or give us a call at 360-660-4300.
Springtime brings a shower of shamrocks to myclallamcounty.com. Your chance to click your way to winning. Sponsored by the Cocopelli Grill. Search for the shamrocks at myclallamcounty.com. Just click and enter, and you could win. Grand prize is a big green egg, the incredible grill, oven, cooker, and smoker from Everwarm Hearth and Home. Sure enough, there be other great prizes, too. Now I'll do me little jig while this lad reads his part.
Must be 18, no purchase necessary. See official rules at myclallamcounty.com.
Cocopelli Grill presents the Shower of Shamrocks. Click your way to prizes today at myclallamcounty.com. Also sponsored by the Other Guys Used Cars, Anime Cat, and Tyler and Guy Auto Body Repair. Go to myclallamcounty.com for news and information every day. And a shower of shamrocks with a shower of prizes.
myclallamcounty.com, a service of Radio Pacific.
My hero, Bruce Hornsby, on the bumper rotation. I love that.
I love this guy.
He's Bruce
Hornsby in the Range, right?
Right, yeah.
What's another song that he used to sing that I absolutely loved? It was really popular.
The Way It Is. That's Mandolin Rain. He's done
I was just thinking of a Don Henley song. He plays on Summer.
Yeah, it was off the same album as Boys of Summer. End of the Innocents.
Yes.
He plays the piano on that.
Okay, well, see, and
so
I,
there you go.
I like both of
them.
You
can recognize his style.
I do.
March Madness is well underway, and I got the top list of the March Madness fun facts I thought I would share with you.
Oh, yes.
Then we'll get into a few other things that are going on. But with March Madness underway, good time to check out this list. Number one, your bracket is already busted. And actually, it did get busted. There was like a very low seed beat a very high seed yesterday. I forgot who it was, but it always happens. Like the first round, something goes crazy.
Right.
It's the only time picking an Ivy League school is a dumb pick.
Right? Not a good team.
Traditionally not basketball powerhouses, but they do get a spot in the tournament.
Sure.
Happens once a year, just like, well, most things in a marriage. I'll just leave it at that. let's see.
That wasn't in there, was it?
No. You can't go wrong with Kansas, Kentucky, and Illinois. Those are also known as the axis of meth.
Oh, gosh.
I know. These are comedic, folks. If you haven't figured out yet, we're doing a little comedy bit here. It's been going on for 80 years, just like the Mueller investigation.
This is great.
The higher the seed, the better the odds of winning. So hooray for marijuana. Because the higher thing.
Yeah, I got it.
I do not imbibe in the peyote, by the way. I just read the
you
jokes.
Just read the jokes. Yeah.
The Final Four airs on CBS in between a rerun of NCIS and a new episode of NCIS.
Of course.
Because if you ever watch CBS, that's all there is on there is NCIS. Old and new and 17 different cities they're in now. USC missed the tournament this year, despite having Lori Loughlin's daughter listed as their starting center.
Oh!
Ba-dum-bum.
And she's never played.
Oh, yeah. If you followed that whole thing, she was on some sort of a rowing team that didn't even
never
exist.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, it didn't exist.
And she'd also never done said sport. Let's see.
Some of these are not.
There's some of them are better than others. I don't want to read all of them here. Every year, this will be a good one. Every year, this couple of weeks brings together the hatred of Duke University. Because if you know anybody that likes basketball,
right.
They either really love Duke.
Or they hate them.
Or the rest. It's kind of like the New England Patriots. They're like the New England Patriots of college basketball.
Right.
Now. A 30-second ad costs $1.4 million in the men's final.
Wow.
And it's $14.95 in the women's.
That's terrible.
And
women's basketball.
If it were to be held next month, it would be called April Absurdity.
Right.
Although it does go into April.
Right.
March Madness doesn't end in March anymore.
It's still April Madness.
Anyway,
I like those.
I'm not into it. I think the Huskies actually play. UW plays at like 3:30 this afternoon, their first game in the tournament. Gonzaga just trounced their opening round yesterday.
Really?
They've got a great shot at winning the whole thing this year. So. Anyway, I'm not a big, I'm not into the basketball this year because none of my teams are really
doing anything.
Well,
basketball.
I just thought I'd share a little joke or two there.
The only time I watch basketball is when I'm like in a bar and it's playing.
I flip it on during March Madness just because it is what it is. I don't know.
There's, it used to be on a lot at my house with my stepson, you know, and the basketball superstar he is. But not so much anymore.
Is he going to go to Duke?
He's going to Evergreen.
Oh,
for basketball.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Going to be a gooey duck.
Is that what they are?
That's what they are.
No way.
That's what they are.
I had no idea.
Look it up.
He went down to practice with his coach last weekend.
Look it up.
Evergreen gooey ducks. Mm-hmm. What's it? They have a picture of the...
I don't know.
Well, that's awesome anyway.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Is he getting like a scholarship or anything?
I think so.
Some money?
He was practicing with the coach down there last weekend.
Nice.
So, or weekend before, whenever it was. But
Gooey ducks.
Oh, that's funny. Insane.
All right. Shall we take a break? We'll see if we can ring up Chef Michael.
Yes, let's do that.
And be back with more on the Friday show after
this. It's chick season, so stop by and shop the Chick Days Sale, now in progress at every Coastal throughout the Northwest.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
It's Chick Days at Coastal, and you'll find savings on feeders, waters, feed, treats, coops, chicks, and more. Save $5 on a pair of Wrangler men's pre-washed jeans. Get 25% off all ladies' Wrangler tops. Plus, get a $30 Coastal gift card when you spend $150 on Wrangler or Riggs apparel. This Saturday, March 23rd, is a special Chick Days event. The first 100 customers receive a Neutrina scratch-off for a chance to win discounts and prizes. Doors open at 8 a.m. Coastal, Northwest-owned and operated since 1963. Limit one gift card to be used on next purchase.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Now open in Squim in Bell Creek Plaza.
This is Beth at Parkview Villas, and I want to say thank you to everyone who stopped by at the home show to say hello and talk with me about our community. Getting to see our neighbors and visit with our friends is our favorite part of the show. This year, we are offering a spring special for our neighbors in honor of the home show. Choose your apartment before the end of April, and we will give you 1 month rent-free. So call me at 360-452-7222 today to schedule your tour. You will be glad you did.
Bowling is one of America's fastest growing recreational sports and a great way to stay active and meet new people while having fun. Laurel Lanes offers a family-friendly atmosphere where everyone is welcome. There are a variety of leagues to join, or you can book your next birthday party, office party, or family get-together there. They will customize a package just for you. And they serve great pizza and beverage choices for the adults and the youngins, too. Start planning now. Call 457-5858. Laurel Lanes on West A Street.
All Weather Heating and Cooling is your Carrier authorized dealer. The Infinity Heat Pump by Carrier offers the highest heating efficiency, making your home more comfortable and energy efficient. Contact All Weather Heating and Cooling today or go to carrier.com.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A very rough day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 460 points, and the S&P 500 had its worst day since January, fears of a recession starting to take hold. In a tweet today, President Trump reversed new sanctions against North Korea. They target two Chinese companies. The U.S. says helped the regime evade penalties. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president, quote, likes Chairman Kim and doesn't think the new sanctions are necessary. The U.S. is ramping up sanctions on Iran.
The new sanctions target 31 Iranian individuals and entities who have ties to a government operation that played a central role in Iran's past efforts to develop nuclear weapons.
ABC's Louis Martinez. President Trump today announced ISIS no longer holds any territory in Syria. No separate word from the Pentagon confirming the president's claim. The president is dismissing the upcoming report by special counsel Robert Mueller, saying in an interview that people won't stand for it if Mueller makes a, quote, determination on his presidency. The Russia investigation about to be wrapped up. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Here is your AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, some sun, then increasing clouds with a shower late, high 56. A few evening showers tonight, otherwise considerable cloudiness, low 38. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, high 55. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 37. On Sunday, partly sunny, high 56. It will be partly cloudy Sunday night with a low of 37. Mostly cloudy for Monday with rain in the afternoon, high 53. For AccuWeather, I'm Cheryl Golden.
All right, the Friday show continues. Oops, turned down the wrong thing. Well, boy, I don't know what I'm doing here. It's like I've never run a show before.
I know, you're kind of I'm an amateur today.
I'm an amateur hour here. Because I was trying to take the day off, and then Stan came down with the crud. And
yeah,
so
it was. Let's just mention that. So, it was your day off today. You came in. It was Amanda's day off. She came in to the scramble, and you guys are just being like total superstars.
Oh, there will be comeuppance. Just wait.
Okay.
So anyway, so you got Todd here on this side of the board and Steph on the other side. So.
Yep, we're here. And again, our show today sponsored by Cocapelli Grill, downtown Port Angeles, the very best restaurant in town. And we have Chef Michael on the phone today. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good, Stephanie. How are you and Todd doing?
We're tired.
Yeah, we're still trying to recover from last weekend.
I'm on day 11. I haven't had a day off in 11 days. I got a couple hours off on Monday, but I haven't had a day off yet.
Well, you don't want to come to work for me, then.
No,
I don't think so. I would die in the restaurant business, Michael. There's no way I could make it.
You have so many catering jobs. We just read in the paper that you're catering the pennies for quarters thing, and you have so many things that you do all the time, not just the restaurant.
Doing a big one at the Kiwanis. I think that big fundraiser.
Right.
April 2nd, we're doing that one. So...
Lots of stuff going on.
So I got to ask you before you go any on, last time we chatted with you on the road, how did the razor clam thing go?
Oh, my guys just killed it. I mean, I didn't work. I helped them set up Friday, and then, of course, it was all day Saturday and half the day on Sunday. I went down there and helped them Sunday, but they absolutely killed it. It was huge, nice. Thousands of people.
Yeah, nice. Aww, nice.
And when the weather was nice, too, wasn't it?
It was absolutely incredible weather.
I'll have to say jokingly, I drove by your place, I guess it must have been Monday, I noticed the trailer was there and it was like entirely gutted, it looked like, and it appeared like maybe it was going to be hosed out. It was that kind of a weekend, huh?
Yeah, it took us all day to clean that thing.
Wow. Well, glad it went well and was worth the haul down there to do it, too. So, all right, what's on your grill nowadays?
Well, we're, of course, you know, know, fresh halibut just started coming in earlier in the week, so till October. Yeah, till October we'll have fresh halibut.
My favorite.
Right now it's local fresh halibut. It kind of goes back and forth with the seasons opening and closing local, whether it's from here or from Alaska, but it'll always be fresh. You know, and we do that a couple different ways. Right now, one of the ways we're doing it is with Peruvian chili and sweet pepper sauce served with lobster mac and cheese. And then, of course, we do the stuffed halibut with a poblano cream sauce. And then we still got grilled sockeye salmon, black cod, Makika's Brazilian fish stew, which is so yummy, and killer steaks, filet mignon. Yep.
Yeah, it's all good. That's all I can say. It's just all good. Just whatever. You could throw a dart at your menu, and you'll be just fine. I've always said that. Yeah. Very good. Anything special event-wise coming up soon that we should let folks...
You just hit it. I mean, the come out and support Pennies for Quarters tomorrow up at Harbinger. I think it starts, doors open something like 4:30, and then... April 6th, the Kiwanis Club, if you haven't picked up your tickets for that, for their big fundraiser at the Vern Burton. You know, we need to support that group. They're great. And that's about it. I mean, starting in April, things just kind of blow up for us.
Yeah.
So.
And let's not forget about next door, Coyote Barbecue Pub, best darn barbecue around.
Yep.
And you've got, remind folks again about your hours and your days for both places.
Yeah, so both restaurants right now are open 7 days a week.
Awesome.
Coyote Barbecue, Sunday through Thursday is 11 a.m. till 8, and then on the weekends it's open till 9, Friday and Saturday. Cocopelli Grill, Sundays opens for dinner at 4 to 8 till later in the spring, and then we'll open it earlier. And then Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. till 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, we keep Cocopelli open till 10.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, it's the best place to be. It is a gem of a restaurant. Both of them, actually, are gems of a restaurant. And you're a gem of a guy in our community, too, yes. Michael.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You do so much, and you just mentioned, you know, the things you're involved with. I think people need to realize just how much you put it out there for the community as well. So I want to give you a hat.
We take care of each other, don't we, Todd?
We try. We try, right?
That's right.
All right. Michael, get back to work, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Chef Michael there from Cocopelli Grill and Coyote Barbecue next door. And that corner is like now become a tourist attraction. If you have anybody coming to town, you need to take them
there.
I mean, you go to Hurricane Ridge, you go to Lake Crescent, you do something like that, and then you go there to eat.
If you have your friends here from out of town, which I do frequently, you really have to go up in the Waterview Lounge, because is the place. You know, people just want to naturally gravitate towards the pier during the day, and you walk down and you show them kind of what it's like down there. And if they have kids, it's even better. They walk on the beach, go into the Marine Life Center. But then at night, you take them up in the Waterview Lounge and you show them that from a whole different perspective. It's beautiful. So I'm so glad that Cocopelli added that a few years back. It's beautiful.
Very good. And if you missed at the top of the hour, of course, they're kind of still struggling after the death of their general manager, unexpectedly, a week or so ago, Jeff Pearson, with the flu, of all things. I mean, just cannot even imagine it, but that's just terrible. So, you know, wash your hands and stay home if you're sick and all of that stuff, too.
Absolutely.
But Jeff passed away just 45 years old. So
I know. He was very, very young.
Anyway, so the whole family down there is really struggling. And as Chef Michael said, they kind of rallied together to keep things going as best they can. And Candy, who, you know, is the brains of the operation.
Right.
Candy McQuay, who's Chef Michael's wife, and also integral part of the operation down there, is trying to assemble a memory book, I guess, if you will, and looking for photos and any sort of memories and stories that people may have about Jeff and the restaurant and or anything like that.
Yep.
Because Jeff actually came out here from Minnesota and has some... a family from back there, and they want to be able to share some of this with the family, and they want to get this together by, I get next
31st.
Weekend. The 31st, they're having a little memorial down at the restaurant, which is going to be open to the public.
2 p.m.
So people can
31st.
Show up for that. So here's what you do. If you have some sort of a memory of Jeff, you need to shoot an email of that to Candy.
Candy McQuay, M-C-Q-U-A-Y, at gmail.com. Right. Or you can drop it at the restaurant in an envelope, but make sure you put her name on it because we don't want to misplace it.
Exactly. What a great...
It's really nice. What a
nice gesture.
And I have, you know, even if you have just small interactions and you remember being there for a special event, Jeff was just known so well for making everybody feel like a VIP. I would walk through that door and he would come downstairs and he would be like, right up this way, Steph.
I would just, we were just great. Starting to work on a project with him with our band, actually, and you're going to be... Stay tuned, but there's going to be an event in June that's wing eating.
Yes, we talked about it. Stan and I
was
going to
be taking the ball with it. Now you know that, so it's really kind of sad. Yeah. I mean, literally, I just met with him like 3 days before he had taken off,
and
it was about a week before he passed away. So
great guy.
Anyway, so if you can help out, and we posted this on our Facebook page, and it's great. Everybody's saying all these nice things on there. I'm hoping that they also will now send those nice words
that you have and nice memories. Even if you have a photo, please share it with them.
Right. All right. On a much lighter note, I want to share this one with you, too, because the world would not be the place it is without our stupid criminals.
I love the stupid criminal file. It's my favorite.
All right. One of my very favorite movies of all time, National Lampoon's Vacation. The very first one.
Okay. I was like, yes.
Where they buy the family truckster and then, you know, all of that stuff. And it gets Christy Brinkley.
The Corvette scene.
Corvette scene.
The pool scene. The pool scene.
Every scene is a great scene. They got grandma on top of the car. You know, the whole thing and the. Yeah. Anyway.
It's so good.
Well, in the original, of course, they were trying to get to Wally World. That was the whole thing. They're going from Chicago across the country to Wally World in California. And they get there and it's closed.
Right.
And of course, John Candy plays an incredibly funny guy too. Well, howdy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, that would never happen today, right?
Oh, of course.
Somebody would drive to the amusement park and be closed, you know.
Well, they never close.
Oh, no. A 19-year-old kid from New York named Jonathan Gualpa stole a taxi Tuesday and tried to drive it to a Six Flags theme park in New Jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not realize, though, that the Six Flags was closed for the winter. Oh. It won't open till April 6th.
No way. Yeah.
He drove it to the one theme park in America that is closed right now, probably. It didn't really matter anyway because he actually didn't quite get there. The cops used a GPS device that was in the cab.
To track him.
Because cabs have those.
Right.
Right?
That's kind of a no-brainer, though.
You would think. That, he's nothing. Caught up with him just across the border there in New Jersey. Turned out he'd barely made it out of Manhattan before he had to pull over and take a nap.
This kid isn't the sharpest tool in the shed, is he?
Police found him laid out in the back seat of the parked cab that they tracked with the GPS. He's facing charges for receiving stolen property. That's the charge on this thing. I don't know. And probably in New York, that's, you know, some similar
receiving
to theft of
it.
A cab.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Stole a cab.
Went somewhere that
got
was close.
Tuckered out.
Yeah. Well, stealing a cab is very strenuous. Like, it's a big thing. You're going to need a nap in between.
I don't know how you do that because the cab, unless it was running and they weren't there, because there's always the guy never gets out of the cab. Unless he was getting out to help somebody, maybe unload the cab. Mm-hmm. And so he jumped in while the cab,
He may have had needed a potty break, and he may have just parked and left it running and ran in. Maybe he was in a loading zone.
Because, you know, that's a smart move in New York City is just leave your car running with the keys in it.
Right.
Nobody will bother it.
Oh, no.
Nobody
will
fine.
Bother. It'll be fine. Just put a club on the wheel.
Okay, back with more on the Friday show.
Do you have a case of tool dysfunction? Do you suffer from the weekly outbreak of needing a more powerful tool? Does your old power tool just not measure up? Then Angelus Millwork and Makita Tools could be the pseudoscientific remedy you're looking for. They are anecdotally proven to help you enjoy your tools more. To report a case of tool dysfunction, please call the team of employee owners standing by to help at Angelus Millwork at 360-457-8581. Angelus Millwork is best enjoyed every day and can also be experienced online. Study participants report a 73% increase in power tool satisfaction.
Users of Angelus Millwork experience less frustration than with box stores. Side effects may include a larger power tool collection, a satisfied partner, neighbors wanting to borrow your tool, and an increase in your desire to fix everything. If you do not experience any of these symptoms, please contact Angelus Millwork right away.
Angelus Millwork and Lumber Company and Hartnagle Building Supply, building homes, building community.
Lower Elwha Food and Fuel is open 4 a.m. every day with coffee ready to go. Gas up your rig at one of their 12 available pumps with all grades of gas, including ethanol-free. And you'll really get fueled up with their regular grade gas for under $3. That is a steal. Grab-and-go snacks, biscuits, and gravy, as well as sandwiches made fresh from Drake's, are always a real crowd pleaser. And who doesn't love a walk-in beer cave? Lower Elwha Food and Fuel on the corner of Highway 101 and Dry Creek Road.
Springtime brings a shower of shamrocks to myclallamcounty.com. Your chance to click your way to winning. Sponsored by the Cocopelli Grill. Search for the shamrocks at myclallamcounty.com. Just click and enter, and you could win. Grand prize is a big green egg, the incredible grill, oven, cooker, and smoker from Everwarm Hearth and Home. Sure enough, there be other great prizes, too. Now I'll do me little jig while this lad reads his part.
Must be 18, no purchase necessary. See official rules at myclallamcounty.com.
Cocopelli Grill presents the Shower of Shamrocks. Click your way to prizes today at myclallamcounty.com. Also sponsored by the Other Guys Used Cars, Anime Cat, and Tyler and Guy Auto Body Repair. Go to myclallamcounty.com for news and information every day. And a shower of shamrocks with a shower of prizes.
myclallamcounty.com, a service of Radio Pacific.
Voted the peninsula's number one live band 3 years in a row.
Don't you want somebody to love?
Classic hits. Black Diamond Junction.
I'm gonna heart my heart.
Experience those memorable songs. Easy to dance to and easy on the ears. Black Diamond Junction is back.
PDJ is at Club 7 at Seven Cedars Casino this Friday night at 9, free admission.
Oh my gosh. Stan at least put some good bumper music in before he...
He did... What's going on? That's he did really good with this music selection today.
That's a... Sounds like the Black Diamond Junction soundtrack for tonight.
Right?
That's a little tease.
Was that another one you play?
We do a dissimilar one, but not that one. But
nice.
We play a few Beatles and some McCartney stuff. Oh.
Didn't. You could
I was so excited to play it somewhere. It was
want.
Out.
Yeah, I mean, we could kill a few minutes.
All right.
So I have a child who's coming up on spring break right around the corner, and many of you have made plans already. So basically, this part of what I might be a little late to the party here.
Oh, okay.
Many of you maybe made plans already, so I'm going to tell you if you're dumb or not.
So spring break is what?
The first week of April.
Not next week, but the week after that in PA.
So many people have already made those arrangements long in advance. But I'm going to tell you if you made a mistake. And there's nothing you can do about it now, but I'm going to tell you anyway. The five worst places to take your kids for spring break. And I agree with every single one of them here. Disney World. Yeah, it is the happiest place on earth.
I don't think I'd go there at spring break time.
No. Thousands of families are taking advantage of that week off of school to enjoy the Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. You're going to be elbow to elbow in hours and hours and hours in line. Disneyland and Disney World, both terrible decisions.
Ever been there
for spring break time? No.
Okay.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't. I've only been in the winter months.
That's probably a good time to go.
Yeah. So winter months are good. Okay, here's number two. Cancun, Mexico. I wouldn't take my child there.
Oh, because that's just going to be nothing but college kids.
I mean, you have the Mayan ruins. I've been there. Well, beautiful white powdery beaches. But Cancun attracts hundreds of thousands of college kids that are making it a not so great choice for families if you want a stress-free vacation. Especially if you had like
family vacation,
and especially if you had like teenagers, I would really worry being with college students and that sort of thing. But anyway, try is it Tulum, Mexico? Is that how you pronounce it?
Tulum, yeah.
Yes, try Tulum
or whatever.
Tulum, whatever it is, has a lot of the same features as Cancun without the crowds.
Okay.
So if you're planning for next year, you know, the white sandy tropical vacation, another place that is a terrible choice: Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Well, same reason.
Yes, tons of college students get their break on the Grand Strand, but you want to avoid that, even though it's beautiful and all that good stuff. If you're looking for a beachy thing, skip Myrtle Beach and go to Kauai Island, Kiawah. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, you can opt for ice cream socials, campfire sing-alongs, nature hikes. They are a few of the family perks there that you will love. Here's a big one. I don't know why anybody would choose to take their kids to these places, but Lake Havasu in Las Vegas, huge no-nos for spring break. They're big college spots for people that haven't been in like the Arizona heat and mm-hmm. that want to see Vegas for the first time. If big city lights are what you're going for, head in the opposite direction. Try New York City, which is always crowded. It's not going to make a huge difference for spring break. Chicago, Philadelphia. If you're not into that sort of thing, you want to do the sun and the heat, try Henderson City, Nevada. That's just outside of Vegas, and they've got the water and the lakes, and it's beautiful there.
They don't have the shows and everything.
No, but why are you taking your kids to those anyway?
I know, that's the deal. That's right.
Okay, and anywhere in Florida. Florida hotspots like Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach.
Yeah,
a lot of people head to Florida for spring break, and I don't get it because it's so overrun by college students.
I know. I think it's become tradition. A lot of them, that's where they went when they were in college.
Exactly.
So now they go there now.
Exactly. And so here, this is my list of things. I found that it's almost like I wrote it. These are ways to get the most out of spring break with your kids when you're poor or when you're saving your money and you're not going anywhere, which is exactly me. I'm going to work, and my child will be going to daycare. Hopefully, I find someone to watch her. Calling all single or stay-at-home moms, I might need a sitter. You can do some fun things with your kids that you wouldn't normally do. So get off work during spring break and maybe take the kids to the movies with a twist. Take them out to ice cream first, or like have a pizza party with three or four of their friends, play some video games, and then go to the movies. It's almost like you've planned this whole evening of fun stuff. Maybe check for a Groupon in the area that you could get a deal on the movie passes. I don't know. It's pretty expensive to go to the movies, so you can look for something like that. Plan a swimming adventure.
Not in the outside water around here.
No, like go to your family aquatic center, community center, and get a few of the kids together. You don't have to go in. You can get a book and read on the side, and you know, maybe
a little heads up, they're getting ready to close the pool.
I know,
in PA,
now is a perfect time.
So if you want to get one last splasheroo in,
that's what I was
time,
just thinking. So you won't be able to do that this later
April,
on the summer,
basically,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And then after, take them to a little pizza party because you don't want to feed them before. Obviously, that's the swimming while full thing. Don't get a cramp.
Kind of depends on what kind of a parent you are, I suppose.
I know. Yeah. And please no pizza in the pool. And then also, the kids can't really have sleepovers if you're working, right? So have a late over. And I learned about the late over thing because there was a kid that couldn't stay the night, wasn't allowed to stay the night with friends. So the parents said they can stay as late as you'll allow them. They just can't sleep there. And then, you know, get a Netflix movie, find a Netflix movie or rent one and let the kiddos make pizza. And you notice the theme here, pizza.
Yeah, what everything's pizza.
Because it's easy and it's cheap. So homemade stuff and let the kids make their own pizzas with whatever they want on them. Throw cookies in the oven after the pizza's done. Send them away in their room with the movies and the pizza. And then you can watch your own show while sipping a glass of wine. And they're out of your hair.
Well, some people.
And then their parents pick them up at 11. Okay. And then you all go to bed. And the last thing that you could do that is fun, and kids usually really like this, especially if they're old enough to self-entertain in the car, take a road trip to someplace. Doesn't matter if you've been there before. You can go there and do new activities. You're going to laugh when you hear this. You know where I've never been? La Push.
Oh, really?
I've
been there like once.
I thought about
it.
And so you have the weekend to do it. You're off work, hopefully, during the weekend. You could take them and plan adventures. Plan to go to local restaurants. Stay away from like the McDonald's and the things like that. And do local things and kind of get the feel of the area. And then check online for activities they have in those close the cities and towns you haven't been to before. And maybe plan a couple of things to do while you're there. And that's kind of the cheap mom's version of spring break when you don't go anywhere.
And then when you have a teenager, they just stay in bed the whole time and it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter.
So there you go. Speaking of bed, last little note here. If this doesn't make you want to get up and do something with your time here on Earth, maybe nothing will.
Oh, boy.
New study found the average American will spend almost half of their life in bed now.
Man.
On average, we sleep about 7 hours a night. And if you add up all the time you spend trying to fall asleep, watching TV, reading in bed, or anything else there, it's an extra 4 hours a day. That's 11 total hours a day.
Wow.
Beyond, so that's with the sleep and with the just, you know, lounging around or
that
whatever.
That is insane.
If that seems high, remember we're talking about the average person here. That means you have to factor in college kids or older people who might spend more than 11 hours a day in their bedroom. Life expectancy in the U.S. is just over 78 years. So if you do the math, that means the average American will spend a total of 36 years of their life in bed.
or just under half of what would be the
expected
lifespan.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, it makes me feel like I need to get up and do more to make up for all the hours I'm in bed.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, real quick, get out of bed and wake up and go down and see our favorite people at Straight View Credit Union. I have to mention, I chatted with Lori yesterday and she said that the loans are still the lowest there. They're great and they just raised their CD rates. So that's a huge bonus. Get a CD going now and make more. Spring's a perfect time to be thinking about a boat or motorhome purchase, right? Summer's just around the corner. And Straight View is also one of the, I think, only two lenders in the area that does loans for modular homes, which I'm looking at right now. So I had to mention that. And of course, they treat you like family when you walk through the door. If you're not a member, something to look into. If you want to be known at your bank by name and have chats with them like they're your family, Straight View is the place you want to be. They make all their decisions locally. So they're right there on Lincoln by Safeway. Go see them and have a chat and get in with the Straight View family.
All right, we're out of time.
Okay. We're done.
Stan may be back next week.
We'll
or you may
see.
Be stuck with me again.
We'll see. Like I said, renamed the Todd and Steph
Hour.
Why
not? I think it's his ulterior motive. I think he's
tired of such a brat. Thank you so much, Todd. I really appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back in just a moment to check in with news. But thanks for joining us for the Friday show today.
Did you know that the Pepsi products you purchase and consume locally are made possible by a company called Peninsula Bottling? Our local Pepsi distributor brings us all the latest and greatest Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and Mountain Dew products, along with loads of other great convenience store items such as Deep River Chips and Little Debbie Snacks. But did you know they're also very community-minded? Peninsula Bottling is a huge supporter of many local events and continues to branch out and make a difference in this place we all call home. So thank you, Peninsula Bottling, for not only quenching our thirst and satisfying our hunger, but also for all of your local community efforts.
Interested in starting a new career? As an agent with Coldwell Banker, you'll see advantages such as a global referral network, in-house support with a non-competing broker, and advanced tools and programs to ensure that you have the resources and opportunities you need to maximize your business. Coldwell Banker Uptown Realty is ready to help you make the transition to a career in real estate where your earning potential is unlimited. Find out what the power of Coldwell Banker can do for you. Email us at info@UptownRealty.com. Visit UptownRealty.com.
Pleats Farm Supply is one of the largest pet food supplier on the peninsula with brands like Blue Buffalo, Taste of the Wild, and even Nutrisource. We carry a full line of Diamond Naturals from the lamb and rice to chicken and rice and even large breed food. Leeds Farms is now offering to help pet owners with our new in-home delivery service. We can deliver home and pet products right to your front door. Call us at 452-1400 or stop by and see us at 259-110 Highway 101 in Squim.
Happy anniversary. You mean so much to me. I can't imagine my life without you. Cheers to 10 years.
Who are you talking to? It's not our anniversary.
I'm practicing my speech for the Elwha's 10-year anniversary.
Are you wearing a tux? Are those flowers under your arm?
I love you so much.
Are you talking about me or the Elwha? Either way, it's fine. I love the Elwha too. Cheers to 10 years.
Celebrate the Elwha River Casino's 10-year anniversary all month long. Every Monday, earn 10 points and get $10 in slot play for the first 50 rewards members. Tuesdays, two cheeseburgers for 10 bucks. Wednesdays are senior days. Guests 55 plus celebrate with discounts and $25 hot seats from 11:30 to 4 p.m. Thursdays, earn 250 points and get your commemorative Elwha 10-year t-shirt while supplies last. And don't miss the big 10th anniversary event Thursday, March 28th. It's cheers to 10 years at the Elwha at 6 p.m. with food, fireworks, and fun. It's all at the Elwha River Casino, the friendliest casino on the peninsula, just west of Port Angeles.